Hi friends, this is Greg checking in from Lima, Peru. I'm here with Ed. Actually, Ed's out running errands right at the moment. Yvonne is not here. He found out that he needed a passport to fly to Peru, even though he was sure he didn't. So he's headed back to Patagonia, southern Argentina, while Ed and I are here taking care of whatever needs to be taken care of. So we've taken on the load of anything that Yvonne was supposed to do, including some of the stuff that they had figured that Yvonne was going to be ministering in. So we've actually had to cancel a few things they had for us because they had a full schedule for us before. Well, it's even more full now because I've taken up on everything, all the preaching and ministering. We've ministered from the day that we came in on Thursday, even though that was it was mainly prayer then, even though we probably saw more happen that first night than ever. I felt from the very beginning I was just supposed to start praying for the people, trying to be out of the box. So I didn't even talk much to them, just said, everybody get up here and let's pray, and God just immediately started touching people. They had a huge tent set up for this, they called a campaña, like a camp meeting, and people were coming in off the streets, people, unsaved people, because they saw these people shaking and under the influence of God and crying, so they wanted to know what was going on, and several people came in and gave their lives to the Lord, so that was kind of neat. Friday and Saturday were also preaching, and this is actually Saturday night right now. I will be preaching tonight, so I've ministered one night, preached two nights straight. So I'll be preaching tomorrow morning here in Lima, Peru, and then immediately they're putting us on an airplane to fly us to a town called Tarapoto, which is in the northeastern part, more of the jungle region of Peru. Even though the town is almost a half a million people we're going to, it's a town of much darkness. There's a lot of witchcraft around there. In fact, groups of witches come into the churches to try to disrupt what's going on. I had words when I was in Australia about going into an area of darkness, and other words from other people that there was going to be some battles going on here. We are told that this is definitely a dark area we're going into. We're going to be there Sunday night, Monday night, ministering. We expect great things to happen. They've got a huge reunion set up for us to be in. So we need a lot of covering and protection in that area. They just didn't have us another couple days, but we stopped there. I had actually a minister prophesied to me that when I was in Australia, that when I went on my next trip, wherever it was going to be, that he was supposed to pray that I could preach for 5 days straight. Well, it will be 5 days straight through Monday, and then it was clear from God that I'm supposed to leave on Tuesday, where we're going to go straight from there into Lima, Peru, and then on down to southern Peru, to the Cusco area, where we're going to meet up with some people there, hopefully get part of a day to run to the famous Inca ruins at Machu Picchu, and have a day or two to rest before we get back into some major ministering again, and we'll come up back here probably on Friday to Lima, where they've got things set up with multiple churches on Saturday and Sunday night, and then we will be flying out back to Buenos Aires early Monday morning. I'm telling you all this now just in case it's hard to get a message out again. We haven't had internet service direct here, but even though there is internet places to go to, so we've recorded this on the computer and taking it to an internet cafe to send out. Anyway, be praying for us, covering us heavy. It's amazing what God has done. He's definitely opened huge doors, and we've got all kind of invitations of people that love for us to come there now that God's given us great favor and really showed himself strong with the people here. So I'm sure we'll be coming back here in the future, maybe sometime next year with probably Robert Johnson and whoever else God leads to be with us at that time. But there's definitely work to do in Peru, but they've swung the doors, or I should say God's swung the doors wide open for us. So it's actually been great, even though it's very hard. It's been definitely wearing, but it kind of makes up for it all when you see God touching people and healing people and people coming into the kingdom. So I'm going to say a little bit of this in Spanish right now for those who are listening in Spanish, since Yvonne isn't here to translate it for me. Estamos en Perú, en Lima, ahora, y vamos a Selva en domingo. Y quedamos allá para 2 días. Es un lugar de mucha oscuridad, brujería, curanderos. Entonces necesitamos protección y ora para que podamos ver grandes milagros del Señor allá y para que la iglesia va a ser purificada. Pero el Señor ha tocado mucha gente ya en Lima y ha sido milagroso. Fantástico, realmente. Vamos al sur de Perú por avión, a Cusco, donde están las ruinas de Machu Picchu. Y en martes, en la tarde en martes, vamos a estar allá como 2 días. Después vamos a regresar a Lima otra vez. Y tenemos reuniones grandes en sábado y domingo acá en Lima. En lunes, muy temprano mañana, regresamos a Buenos Aires. Gracias por tus oraciones, intercesiones. Necesitamos protección y grandes milagros del Señor. So, thank you very much for praying. It's great to see what God is doing here. Just keep covering us, and we thank you so much for staying with us. We know we're seeing great things because there's a whole team of people that are reaching heaven for us. Thank you. I'll get back to you hopefully by Wednesday or Thursday again. Love you much. Bye-bye.